Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. New receivers come to Foxborough all the time, and part of the quarterback's job is to try building a rapport with each and every one of them. With Tom Brady, much like with quarterbacks across the league, sometimes that's successful, sometimes it's not. With Deion Branch and Randy Moss, well, it was. With Joey Galloway and Chad Ochocinco, not so much. So how will it be with Brandon Lloyd? That is one of the questions of camp here in 2012.
He's barely been a Patriot long enough to know his way around Patriot Place, but we've already known the Brandon Lloyd backstory for a while. After struggling to find his groove in the NFL, Lloyd settled in with the Denver Broncos and St. Louis Rams the last 3 years, working with Josh McDaniels. Knowing the offense shouldn't be a problem for the 31-year-old Lloyd, but communicating efficiently with his new QB is not always as easy as it sounds.
It just takes time. You know, we're continuing to talk and work together and see what one another's expecting out of what we're expecting out of the route running, and then, you know, eventually it'll start clicking.
I've thrown the ball to a lot of the guys really except Brandon. So, you know, he and I have some extra work that we got to put in, and a lot of talk and a lot of communication. But, hey, you know, if they give us this coverage, this is what we're thinking, or this is what I'm expecting on this particular play. And, you know, from the time we walk in the morning to the time we leave tonight, those are the things that we're talking about.
There have already been some noteworthy connections between Brady and Lloyd through 4 days on the practice field, but work on the practice field is only a fraction of the training camp routine, and what's happening off the field will be just as important in the relationship between Brady and Lloyd.
He wants to be a big part of this offense. You know, I obviously, you know, want to help him become a big part of this offense, so there's constant communication between the two of us.
In just 10 days, the two of them will have their first chance to communicate in a game situation, and that preseason game against the Saints will be 1 month to the day before their first regular season game together. They are building toward those milestone days.
You know, you can talk and you can discuss and practice a lot of stuff, but you really figure things out in the game time situations.
When asked if he feels the connection with Brady has become more fine-tuned since he signed with the Pats through OTAs, minicamp, and the early part of training camp, Lloyd said simply, not yet. In other words, it's a work in progress, and time will tell if he can make a quick impact, unlike the previous player who wore number 85. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.